Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody dropped off. Laverne, you dropped off at Blog Talk? Did you know that?
I dropped off of Zoom for some reason. I'm getting back on then.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's why you... Okay, so anyway, you also dropped off Blog Talk also. Thank you. All right, we are getting ready. And I am... When did I get... I cannot hear Blog Talk saying anything.
They're waiting for Zoom.
Okay.
Good morning.
This is
Jalen Bingham, the Leadership Strategist, and I am just
you
so excited to welcome you
and
to
will be
the
muted
International Masterminders
meeting.
Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, focused on the classic book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book is amazing, and that's why we get together at least twice a week to discuss this book as a mastermind group. And once a week, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we share our discussion with you, and today is going to be no different. It's going to be amazing because today we're going to talk about sex, transmutation, sex transmutation. That's what we're going to talk about today. This is an important element of the 13 principles that Napoleon Hill has documented and prepared for us, and we're going to talk about that and how that impacts our ability to be successful in achieving any goal that we might have. And as we do most weeks, we have a very special guest, and we're going to talk to that guest. This is Alejandro Miranda Torres. And he is going to help us do a couple things. Not only is he a member of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and this is very experienced, accomplished, professional, he's an entrepreneur, he's a yoga instructor, but he's also going to help us deliver against our promise to be the International Mastermind Association, because he's actually going to be joining us from Guadalajara, Mexico. So stay tuned. We're going to have a great conversation with Alejandro. But I am not the only one. It's not going to be a one-on-one conversation. I've got some amazing co-hosts that I get to hang out with, like I said, at least a couple of times a week. And I'm just really excited every time I get an opportunity to speak and hear from them. First up, I want to introduce you to Mrs. Ursula Odom. She is the founder of Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula, welcome to the conversation. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, and good morning. The way that you said that just caused me to think about some different sex transmutation. Well, guess what I do? We make old new in everything we do. So when we talk about sex transmutation and things go rich, it's about transferring energy into something productive. Well, the ones that don't, they create physical history. And that's who we write about. What did people do? And who's on this earth? And what are they doing with the life that they've been given? Because of the ones that did not transmute, they actually did. Okay, yeah, I'll be wild this morning. But anyway, I'm excited about this chapter. And, Look forward to it.
Yes, I really do. Well, fantastic. Well, joining us also is Dr. Peter James. Dr. James, you do a little bit of everything, and I always enjoy any time you share insights as to how concepts apply to our greater life and our greater pursuit of success. So I'm glad to have you part of this conversation. Please say hello to the audience.
Good morning to you, Galen. I am Dr. Peter A. James, as you have mentioned, a high-performance coach. And I'm so excited to be here with you and our distinguished panel and excellent guest talking about sex. Transmutation. And as you had mentioned there, Galen, we kind of have to decipher how this sex word ties into thinking grow rich. And today, we're going to extrapolate that a little bit, identify what Alejandro is going to be providing to us, but also see what we can really utilize from this word, from this book, and apply it to our own lives on a day-to-day basis. I'm excited, not just for the word, but just this conversation.
Well, that's great. Okay, so Ms. Ann McNeil, you are the mastermind behind this mastermind. You're also the master builder. Welcome to the conversation. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself for those who don't know, and why is this chapter, why is this principle such an important element of the entire success formula that Napoleon Hill has laid out for us?
Ann McNeil, the master wealth builder. Good morning. I had to go to the book. The other book, the other one. And I'd like to respond to your question by saying what the author says. The author says that the mystery it's a mystery. And for those who are success conscious in their thinking, I think it's a lifelong journey of understanding the mystery of how to transmute one form of energy into another. So excited this morning, Alejandro, and I just talked about the Napoleon Hill Foundation course, and we just saw each other a few weeks ago as a part of the certification process for the world is flattened now because of this platform called Zoom. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but this mystery, we're going to begin to uncover it. Welcome again, Alejandro. Thank you,
Kaylin. Well, Alejandro, thank you for joining us. I read just a little bit of your bio. You've done so many things. Of course, such a wide swath of your background talks about leadership. So obviously, you got me excited. What are just a few things that has drawn you to this Napoleon Hill classic? Even to the point where you want to get certified, I mean, this isn't just you picking up a book and reading it one day and saying, kind of interesting. You've gone through the extensive work of being one of only a couple of hundred people that have gone through this certification. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why this book in particular.
Thank you, Galen. This book really changed my life. And when I read it for the first time, I decided that I wanted to go deeper. And then I found this certification existed. And going through that process of getting certified really changed my life. I was lost. I didn't have a purpose. I was drifting in life. This certification, this book, learning from Napoleon Hill really make a major life change for me.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to have you here. I'm excited to learn from you today. This is a principle that every time I mention it to the people that I work with, or every time we talk about it on the show, there's always a snicker after the word sex. We always think of sex as being physical. It is physical, but there's such a spiritual element to it. And one of the things I just wanted to share as I go through my copy of this book, there are 10 mind stimuli that Napoleon Hill talks about having the ability to raise your thinking to a higher level. And I just he actually uses the word through which you may be keyed up to higher rates of vibration, known as enthusiasm, creative imagination, intense desire, and so forth. And I just want to list those 10 things And then we're going to turn this over to Dr. Peter James to take us through all 13 principles. But the first is desire for sexual expression. That's at the top of the list as one of those stimuli that Napoleon Hill says that can raise us to a higher level of vibration. Number two is love. Number three, a burning desire for fame, power, or financial gain, basically money. Number four is music. Number five, close friendships between either those of the same sex or the opposite sex. Number six, a mastermind alliance based upon the harmony of two or more people who ally themselves for spiritual or temporal advancement. Number seven is mutual suffering, such as an experience by people who were persecuted. Number eight is auto-suggestion. Number nine is fear. And number 10 is narcotics or alcohol. So this is just one element of how Napoleon Hill suggests that we can play at a higher level. Einstein even talked about, problems cannot be solved at the same level of thinking that created them. And so this is the how-to for how you achieve that high level of thinking. And Napoleon Hill has created a how-to for how you can achieve any goal that you set before yourself. And so, Dr. Peter, could you take us through all 13 principles so we can see how this fits into a broader process? It's not a standalone idea. It fits into a broader process.
Yeah, Galen, this text here by Napoleon Hill is truly unique, one of the greatest literary works, I like to think, anyway. Some have called it the best single book on personal success ever written. And for those of you who have never picked up a copy of this book, who have never perused through its pages, this is the time to be able to do so. And we'll make sure that we put up a link to this book in the chat as well as on Facebook, because if you haven't gotten it already, you have to get it. But one of the backbones of this book is these 13 principles. These 13 principles that really guide the framework of the book overall. I'm going to give you just a quick snippet of all of them. The first one is desire. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. That's what you have to begin this journey. The next one is faith. You've heard that before, right? Faith is the visualization and belief in the attainment of this desire. Sometimes you have to believe it even before you see it. Number three, auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. Now, this book delves deeply into what's going on below the surface, what's going on inside of your mind. Number four, specialized knowledge, personal experiences or observations. Yes, you have to have a certain level of specialized knowledge in order to accomplish success as you define it. Number five, imagination. Yes, you must include imagination. Be able to dream about things that you haven't even attained yet. Imagination is the workshop of the mind. Number six, organized planning. The crystallization of desire, I'm going back to number one now, crystallization of desire into action is organized planning. Number seven, decision. It's important for you to actually make that decision that you're going to follow your goals, that you're going to chase your dreams to a certain extent. This is also the mastery of procrastination, because so many of us, we procrastinate on our goals. We procrastinate on things that we say that we want to do. Tying in very closely is number eight, persistence. The sustained effort necessary to induce faith. Yes, you must be persistent on this journey. Number nine, the power of the mastermind, which we talked about a little bit last month, and surrounding yourself with the right people who will partner with you on this journey. This is the driving force of this entire text. Number 10, which we'll be addressing today, the mystery of sex transmutation. I won't give you any teasers on this one. Stay tuned. Number 11, the subconscious mind. Yes, we're back to that. It is so important that you really identify what is going on in your mind when you're not even thinking about what's going on in your mind. And that's what the subconscious mind addresses. Number 12, the brain. Yes, the broadcasting and receiving station for thought. What are you putting into your brain? What are you thinking about on a regular basis? And then last but not least, number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This chapter right here really gives us a sneak peek into what's going on, not even in just in the subconscious mind, but what's going on even below that. What a phenomenal book. If you have not picked it up yet, you definitely have to do so. Galen, I know you got one.
I've got several, actually. I've got a copy of this book everywhere I might be. I've got the physical copy. I've got an audio book. I've got a digital copy on my phone. This is absolutely as important as you described, Dr. Peter. So let's get into the conversation, Alejandro, because I'm just really excited to learn from you. But earlier you mentioned that you found this book at a point when you felt like you were lost. You probably had some things that you wanted to achieve, but you didn't quite know how to get there. Talk to us a little bit about that and how specifically did this book become more than just a book for you?
Well, when I first read this book, maybe this is strange, but when I was reading it, I felt like Napoleon was talking to me. It was amazing. He was telling me, Alejandro, you don't have a purpose. You're not going anywhere in life, and you are living a life designed by others. So whenever I got involved with this beautiful piece of art, I realized that I was reading about many things that nobody talks about. For instance, sex transmutation and many other things that are just not known for average people or for most people. So this was a beautiful link to growth, to develop, to become a better human being, and to be rich, not only financially speaking, but in all of my life, everything began to be better, got expanded, better relations, health, family. So this book is really a must, and I'm talking about collections that I have this book in English, in Spanish, in many other languages, because I want to keep it close to me everywhere.
Very good, very good. You know, one of you reminded me of a conversation I had with another coach, a fellow coach, and he was talking about how our ability to see the world is based upon the tint of the glasses that we wear, right? And if you have dark glasses, then it kind of shades out all the light. If you have certain kind of glasses that will shade out just the green colors or shade out just the red colors. And this book really, for me, was the ability to take the sunglasses off. It was almost like a clear lens where I could see the world differently, more fully. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you've been able to do more clearly, with more knowledge, with more understanding, with the principles for this book, as your foundation that, You talked about living your life on purpose. I think any of us can have success by accident, but to have success on purpose requires a foundation. Talk to us a little bit about how you've been able to succeed using these principles.
Well, I have found the importance of living with an intention, living with a purpose. I realized that I wanted to add value to others, but I seriously needed to add value to myself. So Think I Grow Rich was this element in my life that made me grow and be prepared to add value to others. For me, the most important purpose in my life is to achieve my fullest potential and help others to do so. So this book has helped me, has given me that guidance. It has developed my creative vision, which is one of the principles that I love. I have developed faith. My health is much better now. But more than that, I wake up happy every day. I connect with Napoleon Hill principles, and I understand this is a never-ending process. So we have to grow, we have to read, we have to learn every day.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to bring in the other members of my mastermind group, but before I do, I want to talk to you about your mastermind group, because we're talking about that before we came on. You've got a pretty interesting mastermind group yourself. Tell us a little bit about that group, and what are some of the benefits of getting connected to at least one or two other people that are of like mind, that are trying to figure this thing out the same way you are? What are some of the benefits that you've seen from being part of a mastermind group?
Well, I believe that mastermind groups are very important. They are powerful. We connect. I belong to this beautiful group of people that we all got certified in 2018. And we do this mastermind. We travel the world. We try to take the principles wherever they invite us. We went last year to Sweden. We are preparing something for Mexico next year. So it has helped me to understand that there are like-minded people, that we have a lot to offer, we have a lot to give, and mostly there's a lot of love and compassion among all of us. So we really love becoming to this group. This mastermind is powerful, and it is important to be close to the fire, you know, to keep warm about in relation to our world.
Well, fantastic. Well, speaking of love, compassion, and someone that has a tendency to hold you to the fire, I want to bring in one of my mastermind members, and that's Ms. Ursula Odom. Ursula, what are some questions that you've got for Alejandro?
Good morning. I am so excited about hearing your answer to how I started this morning. You know, we talk about sex transmutation, and the first step is preservation of the human race. And so because I write books and help people get their stories out, I have come to realize the ones that we talk about all the time, oh, they had 10 children. Oh, they had a whole bunch of kids here and there. They end up becoming the family heroes in the long run because they keep the family going. So my question to you is, when we celebrate those people that were once annihilated, I mean, they were talked about, today, as they have offspring that are doing wonderful things and they're a part of groups and large families, how do you make large families or family groups or groups of people take advantage of the fact that they have this connection? How do you get them to work together?
Well, I was born in a six-member family. I mean, my siblings and I, we were six. And I think it's important to understand that we need to have this mastermind alliance and live with a purpose. And when I read this book, I remember that I always wonder why Napoleon Hill referred himself that men don't achieve success until they are later than on their 40s or 50s. It's because we don't understand this principle. So when I was a child, I remember myself asking, why are there so many children in families in Mexico during the 70s? So it requires leadership to keep a family united, loving. It requires a mastermind. It requires a purpose. But more than that, at some moment in our lives, we understand that this sex energy can be shifted, transmuted into much better things. And family, it's an important reason to do so. So I believe that this principle is so powerful that we need to understand it better and go deeper with it.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Peter, he's talking about some concepts. I know you're passionate about leadership, power, family. Jump on in here.
It's such a fascinating topic. First of all, it's such a fascinating book, this Think and Grow Rich, on so many different levels. It's funny how it almost can impact every part of your life or every part of one's life. And this chapter is no different. Sure, it has the word sex in it, and it may throw people off, but it's so much more than just that three-letter word, for sure. And in the chapter, it says, Alejandro, people who are driven by this desire in a positive, constructive sense, can channel it to develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability that are all but unknown at other times. And I like to utilize it from a perspective of allowing it to shift my mindset, allowing it for me to channel it towards, you know, meetings, channel it towards presenting in a Zoom format, channel it even when I'm talking to friends and mastermind members, so that the energy, so that the focus can really supersede even the thoughts that we're talking about, even the concepts that we're talking about. How is it that you are able to channel this this energy, this sexual energy, into your business, into some of your day-to-day activities? Can you give us even just a small example of what that might look like, sir?
Yes, doctor. What I start doing is that I began reading the biographies of great people. I understood that people like Gandhi or Enrico Caruso or Shakespeare, they knew about these principles. They, to this day, are still the golden pages of this human history. So I began to wonder how they do it. And before, until 40, I realized that I wasted all this energy through all my life. So I began to learn about this when I was in 42, 43. So the first thing that comes to my mind is, how can I improve or channel in a better way this energy? I ask myself, what can I do with this energy? It is amazing how this energy is so powerful that we create life out of it, but we don't understand that we can create and improve our lives. Just to make a shift of thoughts, instead of looking for ways to channel this energy in physical ways, how we can do it intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, and it is required in all human knowledge. So it is about asking yourself, and how can you be more creative? Because this energy links us to the power of creative imagination.
And I love that. For those of you who are listening, it's so important that, you know, when we think of sex, we just think about it as society thinks about it. We think about the physical nature of it, or procreation for that matter. But this transmutation of this energy, as Alejandro just mentioned, the outcomes can be phenomenal. One of the ways that I think I use it, Alejandro, is on stage. I try to channel that energy onto the platform so that I can be a little bit more charismatic for the benefit of the audience, for the benefit of the message. And it sounds like that you're doing something like that as well.
Well, leaders and public speakers and the leaders of the world, they have controlled this energy. One way that I did it is when I wrote a book about 1 year ago, and I said, what do I do with this energy? I feel it. I know I have it there. So I had this sublimation into writing a book. This energy went on a bunch of papers, and all my ideas were clarified writing. So this is a way of having this energy sublimation for better and nicer purposes.
Yeah, good stuff, Galen. I know that you and Miss Ann do it probably transmute this better than anybody. So let's you have it.
Yeah. You know, I'm noticing a lot of similarities between, Alejandro, what I'm hearing you say, and what I've heard from Ms. Ann for years now. You talked about how when you first read this book, you felt like it was a personal conversation between Napoleon Hill into your life. And I've heard Ms. Ann say several times, maybe even several hundred times, that if you read this book enough, eventually the book starts to read you. Ms. Ann, I'd love to bring you into this conversation so you guys can just have a one-on-one certified Napoleon Hill conversation between two masters at this. So come on in.
Well, let me first say I have already written 4 pages of notes. Literally, I have them here. Just so that I can make sure that that first of all, I come back to the point.
This is just phenomenal. And we keep saying every week we do this, this is the best show ever. And it's because our guests are the best examples of what this book is talking about. So, Alejandro, the first thing I wrote for you, and I'll get to my question if I have a question, really is, I want to make a statement and say, and I wrote this down when you started talking, you are exuding what sex transmutation of the energy looks like. Just as you're leaning forward, and the guys can relate to this, so this is not about that. This is, and Galen, you're shaking your head, Peter's shaking his head, and Ursula's just
locked in.
Our stroke. But I want to say this because when we read the chapter, and when you listen to the audio recording or watch it on YouTube, it talks about, and I wrote, and a lot of the things I wrote, you said after I wrote them, and that was the fact that leaders own way in a prismatic way, of course, and I say the fact that one reason I wear red all the time is for that reason, in terms of expressing my own energy. This is for me. And people talk about it, the red is for me. But the leadership that we watch in others as we're drawn to them is their way of transmuting that energy. And so what I'd like to come back to you and ask about as a part of the foundation and the certification, can you share with us one major takeaway from your involvement over the last couple of years with the foundation? And if you believe that others should, any reason whatsoever, that they should consider going through that process themselves?
Well, my life began to be better every day after the certification. Everything became clearer, more powerful. I developed faith. I was more creative. Going through this process of the certification, and it's a beautiful work because you are related to the book every day of your life. So being here not only gave provide me of self-confidence and enthusiasm, which, by the way, enthusiasm and personal magnetism are given to the leaders or provided by this sexual energy when they channel it in a proper way. So I understood that we are all leaders. We just need to awaken that consciousness within us. We need to understand that leadership, that leader is inside of us. We just need to release it. And the best way to do it is study the principles, learn about leadership with Napoleon Hill, and live the principles every day. I believe that we cannot give what we don't have. So in order to have, you have to learn and read and get used and live with the principles.
Yeah, let me just piggyback on that. I many years ago, when I did not know the other book, that's the Bible, I began to realize, how do I live a word that I don't know? How do I live a word that I don't know? My mom was a holiness minister, so I was learning from her about her God, about her God. But it wasn't until the trials and tribulations of my own life that he drew me to him. But in drawing me to him, he helped me to understand, how do I live a word that I don't know? So I found myself in my weakest point, which is exactly where he wanted me. I found myself picking up that other book and learning about that book. And I think it was Emerson said that the compensation of calamities become apparent through the long periods and intervals of time. I believe that this book does the same. It is through these principles that we then begin to understand that the calamities of our life, the compensation comes in long intervals of time. And so going back to the point you made about after the age of 40, for some of us 50 or even 60, before we become enlightened enough to understand how to transmute this energy versus the other way, we all did it. Let's be frank. Well, some of us. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but anyway, let us start. Listen, this is truth. This is truth. And what we do, Alejandro, as a part of being certified with that information, and for those of you that's under, you know, is wondering what in the world are we talking about, there's, like Galen suggests, there's many of us who have gone through a rigorous certification with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, which takes a minimum of a year. Now, I'm not sure how long were you in that process before you got your certification, Alejandro?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, some 2 years. And years ago, our mastermind group, another mastermind group that was hosting this show, we decided as a group to fly to the foundation and do the week after a year long of studying. And we got that, you know, as a matter of fact, Galen, for those of you that know Havila, Havila, myself, and two other women, we went through that certification together. But the period of time that it takes to do this, now, my question to you at this point is, what's next for you, and how can we help support you in what you're doing with your mastermind group?
Well, the first is that you never stop learning, and we are teaching the principles. We are bringing the principles to common people. If those change, these principles change my life, they can change anyone's life. But I believe that we have to connect with the book. I mean, Napoleon Hill is writing such a beautiful way that it captures you. And I'm going to allow myself to speak about other books that really made a difference in my life. But one of them is Outwitting and the Devil from Napoleon Hill. And he really speaks about things that nobody wants to speak about. As he gives us clarity, such as sexual transmutation energy, the same thing that happens with that book. He talks about things that, for some reason, society avoids.
Let's just repeat the name of that for those who may not have heard him. He said, Outwitting the Devil. And that book was released only after the death of Napoleon Hill and his wife, because they, too, have the book published out of fear, actually, and concern and reprisal from the people that they knew. So you can get it on audio and you can get it on a hardback. But go ahead, Alejandro. The other books, please.
Well, The Laws of Success. I mean, Napoleon Hill has so many books that you don't know where to start. But Think and Grow Rich is a basic. You never end up reading it. And Napoleon Hill is always sending us a secret underlying message in everything he writes. So everything I read, every time I read it, I get new information. I learn new things. And I said, how come I didn't see this the last time?
I'm sorry, you sound like Caleb. Go ahead, Caleb. Tell him what you always say.
Oh, I'm convinced someone is sneaking into my study and writing, putting more information in my books. They're even copying my handwriting and putting notes in the margin.
Alejandro, any other books? Because we want, you know, the other book he mentioned was The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. So were there any others?
Well, I think those are my favorite, Outwitting the Devil and Think and Grow Rich. And well, when we certified, we studied the PMA 17 principles, which are a little bit different, but I recommend a positive mental attitude from W. Clement Stone. I think that's a very powerful book. There are many books related to this topic.
I'd like to recommend one more, and then Galen, back to you. I'd like to recommend this one.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, the title of this book is called The Wisdom of Andrew Carnegie as Told to Napoleon Hill. It was previously published before it went out of print, entitled How to Raise Your Own Salary. Now, the reason I'm suggesting this book is because this is the only book that I have found that shares the actual interview between the two men. So in this book, and we'll put the ISBN number, it's published by the foundation, we'll put the ISBN number in the chat. I'll put it in. But the reason why I, going to his point, I like to recommend this book also is because what this shares is the actual interview where Napoleon Hill is asking Andrew Carnegie the questions that created this book. So Carnegie is answering the question, every single one that gives the backstory. And seldom do you hear Carnegie's perspective in his own voice. And so that's why I like this particular one. And I just, Galen, I'm a co-host, but I'm not a host, so back to you.
Hey, so yeah, we've got a number of great questions. Not only is this an international mastermind group, an international mastermind show, we've got people chiming in from all over the world, both in our Zoom link as well as on Facebook and on a number of different platforms. But in our Zoom link, we've got a couple of different questions. One is, what is the average cost for going through the certification? On average, how much would it cost if someone were to say, based on this conversation, this is something I think I'd like to do myself? Any idea?
Tell you the truth, I don't remember, but it is not expensive. What I recommend is to go through the Napoleon Hill Foundation webpage, and all the information, the prices, and all the process that you have to go through to get certified is there. Or you can contact directly to the NAPHIL organization foundation, because I certified 2 years ago, and I maybe practice have changed.
Yeah, very good. And then another question is, you guys are talking about books. Can you recommend any books on alchemy?
Wow.
Yeah, our participants, our audience members, they're pretty deep. They hit pretty hard.
Well, there's a book named The Alchemist, right?
Yeah.
By Paulo Coelho, I think. That's the one I have fresh in my mind.
Yeah, perfect. All right. You know, hey, one of the things that I really picked up, and it's always great to hear two certified people talking to each other, because you guys go to a whole nother level. And it's just this ability to see something that, Anne, that you talk about a lot, and that's that iron sharpens iron. Iron can't sharpen paper. Paper can't sharpen iron. You've got to have someone else of the same fortitude, of the same strength to brush up against in order to get better. One of the things that I've come across is this annual meeting is a great source for doing that. Ursula, I know you've been a part of that annual meeting for a while. Talk a little bit about what that annual meeting is and how do you get this iron sharpening iron concept or experience at the annual meeting?
Well, if you're held accountable for the last 365 days, then it draws your attention to what you're doing, how well you're doing it, and who you're telling that to. And that's what happens at the annual meeting every year, the first week of January. And what I mean by that is that when you arrive, it's not somebody giving you a lecture. They're listening to what you say you've done and what you plan to do. And if you are worth your medal, then you will take that seriously and take the next year seriously. So it is for families, and I mean from the youngest to the oldest, because it takes all of us to make all of these wheels turn and to hold each other accountable. And you can be a part of that as our audience. Come join us January 8th, 2021. That's Friday evening. We kick off and then have a full day on Saturday, January 9th. And this is in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Hilton. And so you can go to theinternationalmasterminders.com and register. And you can do that now. It will also be in the chat. And everywhere that we can link a comment, you will see the link to the accountability meeting that happens every January. And see you there. I'd like to also introduce a question from one of our attendees. David has a question that really sparked my interest, Alejandro, where he says, they are beginning to share information via Facebook and about astral projection, definitely sooner than he expected. But he wanted to know if there's any science between sexual transmutation and astral projection. And the reason that this sparks my personal interest is that I went through Tony Robbins' Firewalk. And if that's not a transmutation of some kind, I don't know what is. But when I really finished that and realized that I'd gone through it, the first thing that came to mind was my grandmother's favorite group. I mean, the favorite story in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So I'm of the belief that you cannot say what's not possible or what is or is not possible. So when you put all of this together, we talk about transmutation somewhat on a level that maybe in here, but that seems to suggest a real deep level that we can get to if we understand it. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I believe, Ursula, that if sexual energy can make you become a genius, it can make you do many other things. I have been traveling to India for many years, and in yoga, there's a principle of also managing this energy. Actually, there's some there's celibacy in some yoga beliefs. So what I know is that this energy can make you go deeper and more profound during a meditation. This energy used in meditation is so powerful that you can really transcend and really connect with something else. The infinite intelligence, go deeper. I don't know about astral trips but it certainly makes you feel more connected and have a wider understanding of whatever is going on. This sexual energy is so powerful that when applied or transmuted during meditation, it can really make you have a better understanding, and you connect, and you also receive a lot of information. So in meditation, it's very powerful to use it. And in yoga, there's a principle in which this energy is not dissipated or spoiled or whatever. It's used in a metaphysical way, if I can use that word.
Okay, thank you. And thanks, David.
Yeah, you know, so I want to highlight that that's the benefit of registering to be part of this conversation. I mean, yeah, there are so many places where you can watch this conversation, you can observe this conversation, but if you register, then you get to interact with the guests, you get to ask questions. I mean, there's just so much here. If you're just sitting back observing, I think you're only getting 10% of what you could from this. So please register. Thank you, David. He put in the comments, this was worth him running late. So I guess he had something else to do, but you know, this conversation is just so profitable to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in your life. It definitely would be worth you running late. So now I want to turn this back to back to the rest of the group and ask everyone to share what are some key ahas that you've gotten from this conversation. This has been incredibly rich. I know that I've got my own book that I've compiled just from notes. I can write a whole nother book now. But let's start with you, Peter. What are some key ahas that you got from this conversation? And then also, how can people get a hold of you if they want to work with you directly to achieve high performance for themselves?
Yeah, thank you so much there, Galen. I'll start with the latter there. My name again is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the high performance coach, helping you to shift your mindset and get to your next level. You can reach me on any social media platform at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames. I'll put it in on my profile just a little bit. But Dr. Alejandro, I appreciate your, first of all, joining us today. And I think my biggest takeaway, especially even from a broader scale, even from the sex transmutation perspective, is that this book so enthralled you that you decided that it was important for you to go to your next level from a perspective of getting this certification. It wasn't enough just to read this book and digest it and embrace it, but now you wanted to get to your next level and how it has allowed you to be successful in your own career is a tribute to that as well. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing that as well.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's go to Miss Ursula. Miss Ursula, so what did you get from this conversation? And do you have any events coming up? How can people get a hold of you if they want to get more of you?
Well, first of all, I am the CEO of Soul 2, and we make old, new, and everything that we do. In that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible. We take all of your hard work and turn it into books, legacy walls, live performances. And that's why I love this conversation, because in talking to individuals such as yourself, Alejandro, we are reminded that everybody's experience is unique. And in the words of a friend of mine, have you met anybody that's exactly the same? Nope. So every time you share something about how this book impacted you, it then positions you and the book to impact us in another way. And I was thinking about that this morning. It's like, okay, so a group of people use this and they travel together, and you don't go out and travel with people and deliver information without totally interchanging that information and growing and being a part of this massive energy that's moving through the earth, you know? So I just think about what you said there and what that must mean, how deep that must be, you know? So you can reach me at sula2.com, and there's a link in the chat box that will take you to my YouTube channel, which is new, and I need subscribers, and thank you to the people that did from last time. I would like to draw your attention to the legacy spotlights, and those are videos that are professionally done about people that are true trailblazers. I mean, they have changed the world, and we told the story, and you can sit back and look at it. Thank you.
Terrific, terrific. Hey, I want to challenge everyone listening to go to Ursula's YouTube channel right now. I'm not talking about doing it this minute. I'm talking about doing it this exact minute, this exact minute that you're hearing my voice. Go there, subscribe. Let's see if we can get at least 150 new subscribers, because she is just so full of information, experiences, and relationships. That's just a small investment to make in bettering yourself. So let's do that. Ms. Ann, what did you get from this conversation? How can people get a hold of you? And do you have anything coming up that people need to be aware of?
So first let me say, I subscribed and it started playing. So if you heard that, that's the first one talking on her. Yeah. Alejandro, I want to start with my ahas. I highlighted them so I could hit them all. Not all of them, but I'll give you some. You must be close to the fire to keep warm. When I first read the book, I thought the author was talking directly to me. Now, he was talking to you too, but I was talking directly to Ann McNeil. Okay. Bring the principles to the common people. And there was the largest aha for me, because that is how this organization was formed, to bring this concept and these principles to the common people like me. And so I'm going to stop there, because I want all of us to understand that there's many, 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 many ways to mastermind and to learn these principles. But the International Mastermind Association was started by a handful of women, because I was giving the book away to common people who I thought needed something like me, like I needed to become a better blank. And now, all of these years later, I want to ensure that we don't get away from the principle he just made about the common people, because there's so many ways to mastermind, and there's so much money that people are making from masterminding that sometimes we may feel that it's not for me because I cannot afford that. And so, thank you so very much for all you do and are doing and will do. And the International Mastermind Association is looking to connect with you and your group so we can help you continue to bring these principles to common people. My name, again, is Ann McNeil. I am the Master Wealth Builder. And you can reach me at my website at annmcneil.com. That's annmcneill.com. And yes, Kayla, there is something special happening today, and I am being acknowledged as one of the top 100 women in business by the Global Chamber. And so that's taking place actually right now as we speak, and my honor is at 1 o'clock today. So thank you so very much, everybody. And, of course, I also have a legacy, life and legacy tour event that I'm hosting. I'm just excited to share, and sometimes I do get off, forget about my own, subscribe here and follow me. So you can do that too. But I want to just make sure that we invite you back, Alejandro, like we told Johnny Lord and many others, because this conversation is just beginning. It's not ending. Back to you, Kaitlin.
Well, fantastic. Okay. So Ms. Ann McNeil, you're listed as the top 100 women in business for your neighborhood. I'm sorry, for your city. Oh, it was for the state. It was for the state of Florida. You were the top 100 for the state, for the world. So one of the top globally. So you guys get to see the kind of folks I've got in my mastermind group. You can't go higher than the people that you have around you pushing you higher. And that's the power of having a mastermind group. So this has been amazing. Alejandro, I've been so honored to have you visit our mastermind group today and just share, all of your insights, all of your passions, all of your sex transmutation. What are some final thoughts that you have for us? Any ahas that you may have gotten from this conversation, and how can people get a hold of you if they want more of Alejandro?
Thank you, Galen. Well, I have many ahas. I'm listening to you. I'm learning also from this beautiful mastermind. What I keep is that this learning and living the principles can change my life. It can definitely change yours or anyone else's. And I am at, they can find me at Lotus Alejandro Miranda. All my pages are like Lotus Alejandro Miranda, or at I wrote a book named Líderes Ocultos, which is Hidden Leaders in Spanish. We are working now in the translation. But I would be happy to share any ideas, concepts, or understandings of this philosophy that really changed my existence.
Well, fantastic. Well, great. I've been just so honored to grow and learn from you today. This has been amazing. It often reminds me of conversations that I have with my daughter, who is the smartest, the most talented, the most attractive, everything that you would expect to hear a dad say about his daughter. But she's really, really math-minded, very, very math-oriented, and certain aspects of that just have come naturally to her. And I happened to walk into her room when she was studying and she was working on something, and I said, what are you working on? And she showed me this math problem that she was working on, and I literally could not even read the problem that she was working on, and she was just like into it and working it. And I said, sweetheart, how do you know how to do this? Right? How do you know how to do this? And she said in her 17-year-old voice, well, Dad, this is easy if you know the formula. Dad, this is easy if you know the formula. And so I'm going to suggest to you that that's exactly what we're doing here. This life thing is easy if you know the formula. That doesn't mean that you won't have to do the work just because you know the formula. You're still going to have to do the work, but it gets so much easier if you know the formula. And that's exactly what Napoleon Hill has done. He's outlined the formula for achieving success in any area that you desire success. And so I would encourage absolutely everyone to get a copy of the book. And you've got to go deeper than just reading it once. You've got to go deeper than just reading it twice. You've got to really decide whether or not you want to be successful in the area of your life that you say you want to be successful, and you'll get the kind of information and knowledge that you've heard from Alejandro, that you've heard from Andy Neal, and the rest of my co-hosts. So my name is Galen Bingham. I'm the leadership strategist. I am really, really excited to be with you on this platform. I also can be reached at www.galenbingham.com. And on October 2nd, I'm going to be launching, after many years of requests, my first ever Leadership Academy, so the KILL Global Leadership Academy. Be sure to register for that. It's going to be a six-week program where we're going to discuss all the things that I've heard my clients ask me about, such as how do you build and maintain organizational culture, how do you execute against team objectives, how do you lead authentically from a perspective that matters to you personally. It's definitely going to be worth the while. And then, as always, we are here every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Central Time talking about the principles of Think and Grow Rich, authored by Napoleon Hill in 1937. If you haven't gathered already, we are really, really passionate about what this book can do for you, but it can't do anything if you don't purchase the book and get into it yourself. With that, I want to bid you adieu and urge you to think and grow rich. Until next time, take care.
Goodbye.